National poll shows Biden, Warren, Sanders in virtual dead heat. By Hannah Blow on September 24, 2019. Joe Biden, D, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, are in a virtual dead heat for first place, according to Emerson polling results released Tuesday. The September National Emerson College poll surveyed 462 individuals September 21 to 23, 2019, and found the top three candidates, Biden, Warren, and Sanders, clustered close together with 25%, 23%, and 22%, respectively. With a margin of error of +4.6%, the three are virtually tied. Emerson described the latest results as a three-way dead heat. While margin of error aside, Biden holds a slight edge. The poll reflects a 6-point drop from the 31% support he saw in August. Warren, however, has experienced a surge, jumping 8 points, from 15% to 23%, since last month's results. Sanders has remained relatively steady, only seeing a slight drop in support from the 24% he saw in August. The poll also showed Andrew Yang with 8% support, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, with 6% support, and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, continuing to tumble, dropping to 6th place with 4% support. Julian Castro, D, and Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, saw 2% support. The remaining candidates garnered 1% support or less. Emerson noted Sanders' edge with voters under the age of 50, while Biden holds the advantage with older voters. Sanders continues to hold an advantage with voters under 50, with 28% support from that group of voters. Conversely, Biden continues to dominate the older vote with 42% support from those age 50 or over. Warren competes with her rivals with both age groups, as she receives 23% support from those under 50 and 23% support among those 50 and over. Among voters who supported Sanders in 2016, 37% still support him, 23% now support Warren, 10% now support Biden and 9% now support Yang. In contrast, among those who supported Hillary Clinton in 2016, 41% now support Biden, 22% support Warren, 14% support Sanders, and 6% support Harris. The results reflect a greater trend of a Warren surge both nationally and in early primary and caucus states.